This is a talk given by Sydney Banks. A deeper appreciation of what he is saying can be obtained by listening to this tape many times.
The most beautiful space to be. It's not a place, it's a space. It's a level of consciousness that you see from within. You step inside, and the second this happens, then the world starts to change. Because you start to change. Because you start to see what is instead of what isn't. And I see what is seen in perfection. Because even with our faults, everything is perfect. Unless you see this, you will always see imperfect. You'll see hostility, you'll see anger, you'll see etc., etc. And you'll feel it. Because you are what you see. Always. And life being a perfect state of consciousness, all you have to do is change thought. Change thought. And the world will change. But to change thought, you can't do it with your mind. Because when you do it with your mind, all you do is change one belief to another. In reality, it's a spiritual world. And you've really got to start to believe that. It's a spiritual world. It is the reality that you see now, isn't it? What you see is the illusion. The true reality is the spiritual side of life, and it lies within via a conscious state. And it holds all the secrets that mankind has ever sought from the beginning of time. Because that space is, and that isness is what the Bible calls God, or they call Buddha, or whatever. That isness is the answer to all things. And unless you talk about it, you deny that it's there. And then you talk about yourself. And all you are is the offspring of that thing. And yet you take the credit. And as you take the credit, you're using your free will and your free mind, and you're creating a big ego, which gets you into trouble, creates all your unhappiness, all your blindness, all your sorrows. And all you have to do is change thought. You see, if you explain the game of life by simply in a psychological manner, the hearer will see all religions at once, if he sees it. You see, it's only words. It's the words that guide you to this land of knowledge, eh? This place where everything lies. And this land of knowledge has all the secrets. With the secret come the tranquility and the love and the understanding of all things. All things. Because you see, all things are thought. And it's all one big thought. There's really nothing to find out. That's what you've got to find out. But you don't believe it because it's quite natural. You see, the world is nothing but levels of conscious state. It really is. And each level of conscious state sees differently. The higher the conscious state is, the more beauty, the more love, the more wisdom, the more tranquility, the more understanding comes with it, and the more health. Because they're all one thing. Once again, they're all thoughts. You see, love is a thought. Yeah? It's a thought that creates a feeling. And all thoughts are feelings. It's all the same thing. And all you have to do is create the thought. Yeah? And once you create the thought, everything is love. Everything is understanding. It covers everything. Absolutely everything. There is nothing in the world it doesn't cover. People don't believe that there are separate realities. There are many, many, many separate realities. There are as many realities as there are people on earth. Plus. Realities that people have never heard of. And they're all real. It's not a place. It's a space. It's a space in your head. Once again, that holds the secret to all things. And as you go into these separate realities, you go into separate levels of conscious state. The true realities begin when you go beyond the belief to the fact. We're searching for a silent mind. It's in the silence of the mind that all the secrets of life are found, where all happiness is found, where this level of consciousness, the secret, the keys that open the door to where all the people in the universe are searching for, all the scientists are looking for, the key that opens them, the key that opens that door is knowledge. And it's the second you open that door, you find a new level of consciousness. It's there. And when you find this new level of consciousness, it's a must. Life must become more beautiful. It must. But don't get cocky, because there's always another level. And another. And another. Until you find out there's nowhere to go. And when you find out there's nowhere to go, and you find out the whole thing's just one big cosmic joke, you've still got to conform to the laws of living, and you take on the pattern again, and you're only this time you understand all the angles of life, and you can see the pitfalls, and you can see the stupidity of your past. Anybody searches in the past, all they're doing is searching in their own stupidity to try and figure out how stupid they are. And when you find out how stupid they are, they feel so stupid, they're bummed right out. And now you got to find out now what created that so-called stupidity, not from the mind, but the secrets of unveiling conscious states. You must unveil conscious states. And when you unveil the conscious state, you walk in it, eh? You actually get surrounded by this energy of whatever you've got, the conscious state. It's always your free will, you go up and down, but learn to go up and down. It's something that you don't know yet, eh? And you, at least you think you don't know. So you don't know. Because you are what you think, and you think you don't know, so you don't know. But once you start to realize and you see beyond your normal vision, then you start to realize you always knew it. And finally, when you get to this place or this space, this land of knowledge, yeah, when you arrive there, you see the simplicity of life, and all it is thought. And if you can take everything back to thought, you go back to neutrality. It's the same when you see people walking down the road. You don't see people. You see them as this thing, playing a game of life, eh? Same as you. It's a conscious state walking down the road, which has manifested itself in a form. And it's playing the same game, but it doesn't know that, eh? So you don't judge them, you just look at them. And you say they're playing the same game as me, because they are me. Because there's no separation, there's only one. And you can talk about one from mind, but that's not by you. Your mind is in the way. But I don't mean give up your mind. I mean have a look and see how your mind works. But not from a mind level, because that same mind will trick you. You've got to go to another level of consciousness beyond the mind, where it knows what the mind's doing. There you look. And there is the impersonal, the space, the level of consciousness which doesn't judge. It doesn't analyze, because it sees itself. And it knows if it starts to judge and the analyze, then the person himself is going to feel it. Because the second you judge and analyze, you're only hurting yourself. Honestly. Sure, you're hurting people out there too, but in actual fact, you're hurting yourself. But if you can go to this space, this level of consciousness where where everything is so impersonal that there's nothing left but love and understanding, then from there you can see what is. And what is always perfect if you see it properly. There's no judgment. And here's where the true freedom that everybody searches for lies. The true freedom. Not the make-believe freedom that I'm free because I can run off here and there and do this and do that. That's not the kind of freedom. That's an outside freedom. And that true freedom lies inside. It's a space, it's a conscious state where the tranquility lies to enable you to see with clarity what the world really is and what's going on. It's that simple. Like, how simple can you get? If you start to search for information to try and get there, you're going the wrong way. All you have to do is listen to words. Just listen, and all of a sudden, you'll find yourself seeing things nicer, and you'll start to understand just what's going on. Because that's all it is levels of consciousness. The whole universe, as we know the universe, is nothing but one big conscious state. And if people say you shouldn't talk about high and low levels, then they're really tripping. Because they're denying the very fact of its existence. And because we're all here and we all have a free will and a free mind, and we all see things differently, is very proof of what I'm saying, that the existence is there. Because, you see, remember I said when I first came in today, when you go high, to higher states of consciousness, you can always look back. So when you go down, and if you're silly enough to go down and get into a real misery, you're still looking from the higher. So you're watching the parade. You're watching yourself in the parade of stupidity. Eh? And it's never so bad. Because you're watching it, eh? You're saying, I'm a dummy. I'm doing it, and it's my fault. And I know it's my level of consciousness. And then you see, what's going on? And all of a sudden it gets worse, eh? So you go through whatever experience you've got to go through in life, and all of a sudden, click, the penny drops, and you get all the information in. Because you've been watching it, eh? And the information comes later. Because, you see, if you had the information prior to it, you wouldn't have done it. It's a cosmic game. It's just jumping back and forth, up and down, schizophrenic like you wouldn't believe. Eh? Like, everybody's so totally schizophrenic, it's incredible. And some people just get a little bit more than others, and they get labeled schizophrenics, eh? But everybody's schizophrenic. And this is, schizophrenic is only when you go from one level to another, eh? It's a level change that makes you see wrong. Not the information coming in, eh? It really isn't, that's the illusion. It's a level of conscious change. And as you go down, eh? Like, you might be really feeling in a very high state of consciousness, and everything's really beautiful, and you feel nice and safe, and everything's just gone really nice there. Then all of a sudden, bang, something happens, and you're down there, and you're really in it. Eh? You're really in trouble. You think the whole world's terrible, and so-and-so's rotten, and, they're just the world's worst, those people. Then the next morning, your level of consciousness is back in place again. And those people are, they're not that bad. They're really quite nice, eh? But that's schizophrenic, yeah? And we don't know what turns it off and turns it on. It's a change in level of consciousness. That's what schizophrenic is, eh? Because every time you change your level of consciousness, you see different. When those people come over from Salt Spring to talk to you, listen, eh? And the seeing are the things that really trigger things off. It's the thing that makes it alive, makes it real. All of a sudden it's changed from a belief to a fact. And the second it turns into a fact, your freedom's really started. Because at the first glimmer of a fact, see the fallacy of going back into the past to find the truth. You must realize how life works, what life is. That's what you talk about. How does life work? Not mechanically, spiritually, how does it work? And what are we in relationship to this spiritual world? Because it truly is a metaphysical world. It truly is. Truly, truly. And we are created here on earth via a conscious state. And we are that conscious state. Inside, we are that conscious state. The difficulty with trying to tell truth is nobody will believe there's an absolute, because our minds can't possibly conceive of an absolute. Eh? Like, there must be many forms of this so-called absolute. But this isn't true. There is only one absolute. And the energy of all things is that absolute. Because the energy of all things with our mind is nothing. And this great nothingness is where all things come from. Because everything comes via a conscious state, from a thought, from this nothingness. And if sharing is one of the secrets, because to share your knowledge, you're unloading what you've got to take on new. But if you have too much and you bind it in, you'll never make it, because you're holding it to yourself. We're all afraid to give things away that we have, eh? Because we think, well, if I tell you, you'll be as smart as me. And that we'd never do. I don't mind you being just under me, but not as smart as me, eh? But when it comes to truth, it's the opposite. The more you give away, the more you get back. And every time you shed off the old and the new arrives. You must leave room for the new. You must keep it flowing. It's an energy, eh? Like all things are energy. All. It's the manifestation of energy into what is. And we also are manifested what is. Because we have a free will and a free mind, we change our what is to what isn't. Then we see what is wrong. That's what happens. It doesn't make sense what I'm saying. It makes sense to me, but I know it doesn't make sense to you. I know that. And once you see it, all of a sudden it'll make sense. But from your mind, you'll say it doesn't make sense. But you'll see the fact. And the fact is from beyond the mind, where the true realities, where the true stepping stones to get away from the reality that you now know into a more beautiful, peaceful one, and yet still have what you've got. Because you step into the true realities of life. You step into this conscious state. You learn the secrets of conscious states. That's why then it changes the world. Because you don't go through this hell. This hell of sadness and anger and jealousy and hate and the turmoils of the life. They drop away. Because you have such a clear understanding of what life is that you just live. Just live. Nothing can be realized unless you already know it. No. You've got to start to realize that you know just as much about life and know the secrets to life as well as any other living soul on earth. Because you do. We all possess a higher state of consciousness, which is a direct link to the universal allness of all things. It's a root that cannot be separated. You are that thing. You are that conscious state. All things are thoughts. The universe as you know it now is the outside world. It is a fact. It is a fact. There is also an inside world, which is also a fact. But the two worlds can't talk about each other because they're separated by the mind. If you ever see that the outside fact and the inside fact are one, then you see the oneness of all things. Just facts. You see, the inside world, the one that Christ talked about, it can't be seen from the outside world. The outside world is a belief in the disguise of a fact. But in reality, it is only the illusion. Whereas the inside fact is the absolute. It just is. Because when you find the inside facts, you realize the outside facts and the inside facts are all one. And it's just one fact. Therefore, there is only one absolute. And that one absolute is the energy of all things. You are it. I am it. Everything is it. It's just an isness. It's something that you can't figure out. This is why it takes faith to see for the first time, because you must have courage. You're listening to something that you can't understand. You can't understand it because you think that 2 plus 2 always makes 4. And when I talk about the inside world, you think your statistics and your ideas and your concepts should meet with the inside knowledge. Well, they don't. They don't jive. This is why it takes faith. They don't jive. But both are facts. Because we are here now, this is a fact. It is a reality. It is a true reality. But it is also true a reality that the inside world exists. And from this inside world, all things are manifest in the outside world via a Christ-conscious mind, which every living soul is. This creates the seeing of the world with more clarity. And as you see the world with more clarity, you'll see the perfection coming in. You think that you are changing. Not really changing. The world never changes. It is simply that you start to see what already exists, the perfection, and you're starting to see the perfection. And once you see the perfection, you've found your freedom. You've found what everybody on earth is searching for. You find that this thing that you find, this knowledge, it will cure your sicknesses, it will help your children, it will help your marriages. It's a curer of all things. But it takes courage, because we don't want to give up any of our silly little beliefs, our silly, petty little beliefs from our mind, which say, me, I'm an image of self-importance. And we go around proving it. We rush all over the place. We try new things, new methods. We try to change the world this way and that way. But you can't. You can only change yourself. Then the world will change. But only from you. That is the only way. You see, all life is nothing but levels of conscious state. And depending on what level of conscious state you are, is what you see. Now, every living soul on earth is a conscious state. Because you have a free will and a free mind, everybody sees exactly what they want to see. This is the law of the free will and the free mind. But when the free will and the free mind get themselves into trouble via the ego, which creates negativity, greed, lust, it creates all the negative things in life, then that living soul is lost. He doesn't know what's happened to his free will and his free mind. It's so contaminated, he's lost in time. He's lost in time. But by hearing truth, you hear yourself, and it frees you from the bondage of the sickness of the lost mind. And it's very, very simple, because you're searching for yourself, who already knows the answer. But the old ego again will not allow it to submit to the Creator. Everything will change in their own sweet time. Those that are ready will hear truth, and those that are not won't. Because each level of consciousness can't quite understand the next. They get all mixed up. Because each one sees his truth, and everybody sees their truth. So it's a world of truth. We all see a truth. Even if what we see is false, we still are seeing truth. We are all free to see this truth at any given time. And this is the problem. Because a level of consciousness cannot see the next above, because it's non-existent until it is realized. But if you go up levels of consciousness, one after the other, then you can still look back and see all the other levels and go in and out of them, free will, truly free will. But to find this next level, all you have to do is to listen to truth and be ordinary. It doesn't matter who you are or how high a position in life you are. If that's your job, that's your job. But be ordinary. Be ordinary within. And this is where happiness is. This is where the tranquility is. This is where everything you've ever searched for is. The secret to life is in a tranquil mind. And my advice is to you people, don't talk about awareness all the time. You'll fill your head with hundreds of ideas and concepts and judgments and etc. etc. Forget it. Come to the meeting and just listen, then just live. Because if you hear it and you don't live it, you haven't heard it. And it is the living of it where the beauty lies, where the true beauty lies, where the true feelings lie. And you can only live it if you have a tranquil mind. But if you're busy talking about it, busy talking about this, that, and the next thing, trying to find more, you'll never find it. Never. A busy mind cannot find the secret to life. A busy mind keeps the world swirling fast. A busy mind is where you get ulcers, heart attacks, nervous breakdowns. This is a busy, 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 busy mind. And as the mind goes busy, busy, the world goes busy, busy. And you can't catch up with it. Then you have your problems. If you can start to understand what life is, not the mechanical side of life, the inner side, the spiritual side. If you can start to really find what it is, the world gets slower and slower. Until someday, it may stop for that second to let you have a look at life as is, as it really is. Then you'll be free. Because at that point,
you'll realize the whole world was just a thought. It went away for a split second to go home to where the thought came from. Then you have a message. You see, the true religion is really lost. Lost. Really lost. And true religion is truth. And there is only one truth. And if you look outside for your truth, then you're missing the point. Find it now. Because truly, truly, now is the only thing that exists. And you must find truth from within yourself. Nobody can give it to you. Nobody. Don't waste your time even listening to me. Really, it's inside you. You got to find it now. Learn to hear and see as you really should be able to hear and see. You're qualified to hear and see beyond anything on earth. You have the capabilities to do anything, to bring happiness whenever you want, to understand, to love. You live with what you see. It's really a beautiful thing. It's just a little simple secret. Just listen, that's all you have to do. It doesn't matter if you understand, it really doesn't. Just listen. Don't try and get 2 plus 2 here. Just let it go. You know, I think it's really beautiful how we're all learning to live in faith. And the reason that we're living in faith and through faith is because we're starting to see with more clarity because of our understanding of what life is. And the more you cut it down, the better, because as you start to live it, you start getting interested in life. Like, everything you do is really an event. Washing dishes is an event. It's something, eh? Or mowing the lawn, it's almost thrilling. And you look back and you... It's like vacuuming a carpet. You're just getting just beautiful. Eh? And this is why a lot of people are finding their work this way. It's because they're starting to live now. They're dropping all those silly little thoughts from the past and all this figuring out. They're dropping it and seeing what is instead of what isn't. Because with a blocked mind full of a bunch of thoughts and beliefs and arguments from the past, you'll never see what is. You'll always see what isn't. You'll just see the false. Because whatever you are now is what you'll see. And if you want to see more than what you see now, you'll have to once again go inside and drop some of your petty beliefs and thoughts. Talk about the other world, that inside world. That's where the answers are. For sure, for sure. That's why there's only one answer. The second you enter inside, there's the answer. All the different people with the different little things and just all sort of looking for something better. The bored mind is a lost mind. If you calm your mind down by meditating or finding knowledge, because finding knowledge creates the state of meditation. And as you calm your mind down and you see the first fact of life, from that second on it's impossible to be bored. You can't be bored because you know there's an entirely different universe out there somewhere. And because you've seen this, your first fact, new things will keep coming in all the time. Boredom is a sickness of mind, put there by thought, your thought, too many of them. This is why we take tranquilizers, to calm the so-called minder. And all you have to do is really understand what it is, what life is. Not about your past, not about you as a body, but you as a living soul. Find out what it is. And this creates the tranquility, which in turn creates the state of meditation, which in turn gives you the knowledge that you seek.
Thank you for listening to this talk. We hope it has been helpful to you.